You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and welcome to the Reimagine Success podcast. So happy that you joined today. Today, we're going to be continuing talking about the book, Reimagine Success. Last podcast, we talked about the book, Reimagine Success, and its first principle, exposure. Now, just to recap, the crystal for last week was exposure can happen at any age and shift your life into a new direction. So when we talk about reimagined success, exposure is the first principle. Now I'm going to talk about the second principle in today's episode, and that's exploration. Exploration, we'll talk about that. And just so you know, the other principles are exploration, education, and application. So today we'll focus on exploration. Has there been a time where you've been exposed to something and then you had that felt that inkling inside of you that you were interested in it? So once you figure out that it's something that you're interested in, then it's time for exploration. To explore that idea, that thing, that opportunity, and figure out if it's something that you like or want to continue to do. So the crystal for today is be open to exploration of new opportunities. Think of a time where there was an opportunity that you wanted to explore more. Did you take the opportunity to do that, to explore it, to check it out? Well, in my book, Reimagine Success, I talk about exploring playing the cello. Now, the book itself is all, exploration itself is all about trying something new that you've been exposed to and are interested in. And it's about digging deeper to see if this is something that you would actually continue to like and enjoy. And in my book, when I talk about how I got exposed to playing the cello, I'll share that story with you. I was pretty young at the time. I was in about second grade. And there was a little girl in class who I became friends with. I was already playing the piano because my mother had put me in piano lessons. But this little girl one day at school came to me and said that she was playing cello. And she seemed to like it and was very excited about it. So just by being exposed to the cello, I didn't actually know what the cello was when she first told me. She explained it as being a big violin. But when she said cello, I was unsure as to even what the instrument looked like. But once I found out and saw hers, then I was intrigued myself. So I thought I wanted to try. I wanted to explore it more and see if I liked it. So I went home and asked my mom if I could play the cello as well. And so she was a great mother. So she called the school for me and signed me up for the lessons at the school, which is where the little girl was playing, my classmate. And I went to my first lesson. I remember being very excited and kind of nervous about what it would be like. But I enjoyed it. And I liked the music. I loved the resonant sound of the cello. And so I was getting to know more and more about that instrument and learning how to play it. And I took those lessons. And I even influenced my brother to pick up a string instrument as well. As I started taking cello lessons, my brother said that he wanted to take the violin. So I continued to play cello at school. And the ironic part about it is that probably a month or two later, the little girl who told me about the cello lessons at school declared that she had quit playing cello. So she quit, but I was exposed to it, explored it and liked it, and to this day, I still play the cello. So you just never know when you get opportunities or get exposed to different things, what you may like. And so that goes to our crystal of the day. Be open to exploration of new opportunities. So exploration within your life can translate by you being open to learning more about things that interest you and not just stuffing them down or saying, oh, later, or saying, I can't do that, but actually stepping out and at least researching, exploring, and seeing if there's opportunities for you to learn more about what you're interested in. And once again, I always say it doesn't matter what age or stage you are in life. We all are here to grow, to learn, to continue to evolve. And so we'll be interested in new things as we enter different stages of life. And don't be afraid to explore those things. So how can you do that? One way you can explore something that you're interested in is just by doing a little research. You can Google it, get more information about it. You can also watch a show or program about it on TV. You can listen to audiobooks or read an actual book about it, or even maybe find a podcast on the subject. But exploration is all about just exploring and getting more information and understanding about what it is you're interested in. Now, the subject could be anything. It could be painting. If you're interested in painting, for me, this example, I was interested in music, cello playing, but it could be a dance class. You may want to take some type of dancing, salsa, merengue. It could be learning a new skill or trade. You may want to become a plumber or electrician. So it runs the gambit of what you can actually use this for. But exploration is the key second principle and step to reimagining success, because you have to delve deeper and dive deeper and allow yourself to do that as you continue on the journey of reimagining success for your life. Now, another way to continue to explore as well is to find someone who's doing what you're interested in and talk to them, have a conversation with them, and eventually learn from them. And you can be on the other end of the spectrum. You may have a skill yourself, maybe an awesome singer, or, you know, you may have a lawn care business and someone's interested in that. Be open to mentoring and sharing what you know with others as well. If you see somebody who expresses interest, tell them about it. Show them what you actually do and how you do it. Now, myself being a parent, I also understand how important it is to help your kids explore new things that they're interested in. For my example, I was interested in cello. I was in about second grade, so probably 7 or 8 years old. And my mom, she didn't know anything really about the cello herself. So she didn't say, oh, pick something else, or I don't know anything about it. She was open. I was interested, and she was open to finding out how to help me explore that more. So I urge parents as well, when your kid may come up with something that they're interested in that you don't know anything about, that you may have never been exposed to. But if it's something, you know, wholesome, safe, that they can go ahead and explore, help them do that, because you never know how far in life it will take them. It might be a sport. My child wanted to play archery, do archery, and I really didn't know anything about archery. But he was really interested in it, and he did archery and did a great job and was on the archery team at school. So I was open to allowing him to try that, even though I didn't know much about it. So be open to allowing your children to try and explore new things as well. Now, of course, I am very passionate about STEM, and I just want to talk a little bit about the benefit of music and the brain. And when I say music, I actually mean music and the arts. But it is a proven fact that exposure to arts actually improves academic performance and boosts higher decision-making skills. Arts are just another way to unlock the mind and improve a person's understanding of science and math. Arts can be incorporated into STEM education to form STEAM, and that stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Arts are generally fun as well, so it can increase the likelihood that an individual enjoys STEM when it is incorporated. So my experience when I took the cello lessons and additionally piano lessons is that if you actually are a musician and you know how to read music, music is full of math. When you break the beats and rhythms down, it's almost like a math problem. The time signature, like if you have 4/4 time, 4 beats in the measure, quarter note gets a beat. So then when you have a quarter note can be divided into an eighth note, into a 16th note. So that's all division. All that's in music. So using those skills and learning how to read music can help improve your thinking in math and sciences as well. So it's no surprise why many musicians do go into STEM fields, because math is part of music, even if you don't realize it. And when you're playing music, you're combining both, using the use of both your left side and right side of the brain with the STEM components in addition to the arts components as well. So music is really a great way to learn STEM and not even realize it. Now back to our crystal of the day again. Be open to exploration of new opportunities. New opportunities can also include different places. I've talked and did a whole podcast on how successful people travel. New places can also unlock that exploration factor within you, and it can help with your exposure. And once you're exposed to something new, then you can explore these new things after you've learned about them. So travel is a great way to help with exploration and exploring new things in your life. Another great way is just through meeting new people, getting new friends, meeting new people, or just encountering and having conversations with people who don't think like you. That's another way to explore and learn more about different things that you're interested in, or even figure out what else you're interested in. As I started the podcast off, we're all at different stages and ages and places within our life, and we're continually growing. So, you know, you may have the same friends that you've had for the past, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, which is wonderful and great, but it's good to still reach out and stretch out and meet new people and get new perspectives so that you can continue to grow in your life and explore new things, new people, and help with that exploration process. I want you to remember that success is different for all of us. It will look different. So it'll look different from your kids, your family members, your siblings. Success will be different for everyone, individual person. But it is obtainable for all of us as well. So don't feel like, oh, I'm stuck in this place for life. You can always take one step in the direction that you are trying to go. And that's one step closer to where you want to be. So success is obtainable. But as you reimagine success for yourself, be open to the possibilities. Be open to exploring. Be open to trying new things, going new places, meeting new people. If you're open to that, some of this stuff will just naturally fall into your lap. It really won't be as hard as you think it will be or should be. It'll fall into your lap. You'll find people who you can connect with. You'll go to places where you're interested in being, and then you'll find new things that you're interested in doing and pursuing. So if you just allow the process to happen, and it will flow. And if you're in that flow, then that means you're doing it right. I'm going to end with one more exploration story, a personal story about myself. So I did write this book, Reimagine Success, and you can get it on my website at www.melaniecrystal.com if you're interested in checking it out. But I recently had a book launch for the book, and the book launch would not have happened if I hadn't been open to exploring new ideas from different people. So when I actually was getting my hair done for the book cover, my hairdresser suggested me do a book launch. And she said, are you planning a book launch? Are you going to do a book launch? And I really didn't have any plans for an actual event as a book launch. So she suggested a chef to prepare all the food for the book launch and suggested the idea of me doing a book launch. So just having that conversation with her and being open to exploring new opportunities, I had a successful book launch for my book, Reimagine Success, and was able to share it with all the people who came. We had almost 100 people at the event. It was a great event. And I was open to that idea. And it wasn't something that I was exactly planning on doing. But once it, I was open to the idea, everything came together. And we also had vendors there. So it was just a really great event. Shared with a lot of people, friends, families, people interested in my book. So I was open to that. So my point of this story is just to say, be open. You know, you never know who you'll encounter or have a conversation with. But if it feels right in your spirit and it's something that you're interested in, don't be afraid to try it. Don't be afraid to move forward. Just go ahead and do it. Now, with that, I'll end the podcast for today. I can't wait to talk to you again. I am Melanie Crystal, and this is the Reimagine Success Podcast. And once again, if you're interested in checking out my book, go to my website, melaniecrystal.com, and you can get your own copy, audiobook, or an actual paperback book. Take care. Bye.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.